Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Today is December 25, so it's Christmas. And I thought for our Christmas episode, we would talk about a great Christmas hymn, Joy to the World, and about its author, Isaac Watts. Isaac Watts was born in 1674. He was born into a family of independents, or nonconformists. We tend to call them Puritans. And these nonconformists would not conform to the Church of England, and this opened them up to persecution. In fact, Isaac Watts' own father was jailed on 2 different occasions because of his Puritan beliefs. Well, Watts was a very smart young man, very gifted young man, and he had hoped to go to Cambridge or go to Oxford, but because he was a nonconformist, he wasn't allowed to go. He still made the best of his education, and from an early age, he showed that he was quite poetic. In fact, Isaac Watts did something very clever. He turned his whole name into an acrostic poem. I can just read that to you very quickly. He said, I am a vile, polluted lump of earth. S, so I have continued ever since my birth. A, although Jehovah grace doth daily give me, A, as sure this monster Satan will deceive me. C, come therefore, Lord, from Satan's claws relieve me. W, wash me in thy blood, O Christ. A, and grace divine impart. T, then search and try the corners of my heart. T, that I in all things may be fit to do. S, service to thee and thy praise too. Well, that's exactly what Isaac Watts did with his life. He gave his life in service and in praising God. He was a minister himself. He served an independent church, the Mark Lane Gospel Church. And he also wrote praise songs. We call them hymns. And he wrote his first hymns between the ages of 20 to 22. And in 1707, he published his first hymnal, the Hymns and Spiritual Songs. And we all know and love the great hymns of Isaac Watts. We think of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, or O God, Our Help in Ages Past, or Alas and Did My Savior Bleed, or I Sing the Mighty Power of God. But the hymn that I want to mention to you is the hymn Joy to the World. This, of course, is a great Christmas hymn. We love it right from the first lines, don't we? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. This, I think, is such a great Christmas hymn. In fact, it might be one of the greatest hymns of all time. You have Isaac Watts writing the lyrics, and you have George Frederick Handel writing the music. So this is a great Watts-Handel collaboration. But the verse that I really appreciate is the third verse, and sometimes we skip this one when we sing it, so don't skip this one when you sing this hymn. The third verse, of course, says, "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow as far as the curse is found, as far as the curse is found." And that, of course, is the meaning of Christmas, isn't it? We see this babe born in a manger, yet this babe is our King. He has come to bring us peace. He has come to bring us salvation. He has come to take away the curse of the fall, to conquer the curse of the fall. And so we can say, joy to the world, for Christ has come. So I hope you enjoy this Christmas. I hope you're able to sing Joy to the World this Christmas. And as you do, let's remember and be thankful for Mr. Watts. Actually, it might be a good idea to listen to some now, so I hope you enjoy it. So thank you, Mr. Watts, and Merry Christmas to all of you. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.